South Dakota's winter wheat breeding program posts a tremendous menu of quality seed lines, and growers looking to plant winter wheat this fall should consider these top varieties. South Dakota Foundation Seed Stocks Division Manager Jack Ingmanson reports the top performing varieties across the state this year came from the South Dakota program.
In 19, we released Winter and Draper. Winter was good statewide, and Draper was very good out in the western part of the state. And then last year we released SDNDs, and that had a phenomenal year along with winter this year and across the state. We figured SDNDs was more of an east and central variety, but it actually did very well out west too.
Results from the 2021 South Dakota winter wheat variety trial prove the resilience of the South Dakota lines, with more waiting in the wings. In fact, the Seed Release Committee just gave the nod to the release of another South Dakota winter wheat line.
We have a new one that has done very well in very low rainfall areas, and we're looking at a name for that, and we'll announce that here in the next week or so, hopefully. And so it's another tool in our toolbox for different locations.
The development of a new winter wheat variety takes roughly a dozen years. Ingmanson explains once the breeder gets the approval, a period of time is needed to build up the supply of seed.
He'll give us a few pounds of seed, and then we'll increase that two different times. So we'll take those few pounds, like for instance, the one that we're releasing this year, 2 years ago, we got about less than a bushel, and this year we have over 4,000 bushel in two generations.
The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is a key supporter of the winter wheat breeding program in the state. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.